Maria Callas' judgment that the audience hasn't paid to see us try is a key one for our guest this time on Culture File, Swedish trumpeter Håkan Hardenberger. Hardenberger received his first trumpet aged 8 in Malmö and since then has succeeded on dozens of albums tracing the trumpet's journey from the early flourish of the Baroque age to the instrument's post-jazz renaissance. This week, the soloist tours Ireland, leading the RTE NSO in a programme that'll include Haydn, Prokofiev, Robert Planell and Joni Mitchell. Regan Hutchins met Hardenberger after rehearsals at the NCH to hear about the instrument's history and about that cherished first trumpet. But things began with a brass identity parade.
You've got two types of trumpet here. I'm going to hazard a guess and say this is a trumpet and this is a horn.
You were right, that is a trumpet in C, and then this is a flugelhorn.
Would you like to tell me about the very first time you held a trumpet in your hands?
Christmas 1969. And a few days before, my dad had been walking the streets of Malmö and he had no idea what to buy for Christmas. And he remembered having been to a Louis Armstrong concert maybe 10 years before that, late 50s. And he thought, well, a trumpet would be nice. And he bought an extremely cheap one, you know, barely holding together. And then I got it for Christmas, which was brilliant. You know, it wasn't a toy, it was a real thing. They bought this trumpet and they asked in the shop who could possibly teach. And they said, oh yeah, there's this young guy playing in the Malmö Symphony Orchestra who likes to teach, and his name was Bo Nilsson. I met him. I remembered very, very clearly the whole meeting and the first lesson. And he had a look at this trumpet and he said, does your father smoke? And at that time he did. So I said, yes, yes. Well, he can use it as an ashtray. The sound of the trumpet is complex. When we hear it in the orchestra, sometimes it's rather one-dimensional. But the trumpet, of course, has the power of overpowering an entire symphony orchestra and becomes interesting only if you look for the absolute opposite. And then you find all the shades of color in between all that. So the potentially very, very strong, and then showing the weakness. There's something deeply human about that. And as any instrumentalist, I will say that the trumpet is the closest to the human voice. We all say that because we think so, because we love our instruments. But I do think in the trumpet case, there is something to it, because there's nothing in between. There's not a reed, you don't use anything else than your body to actually make the sound. And the trumpet is, in fact, only an amplifier. Trumpet was one of the first solo instruments in the Italian early Baroque. Torelli, Corelli, Vivaldi. The trumpet then had no valves and could only play the harmonic series. So the higher up in range, the tighter the harmonic series, and there you could play melodies. And then there was all these attempts to fill out the gaps, and one was the keyed trumpet, for which Haydn wrote his concerto. And then, of course, the trumpet didn't fit at all into the romantic world. The trumpet suffered for a long time, and then came the 20th century with jazz. And jazz developed how we play the instrument, the blue notes, the risk, the introvert versus the strong, very much. And then it became a very popular instrument also for the public. But it took a long time before it became then a solo instrument in classical music. I would say the process of Maurice André French soloist, died a few years ago. He brought the instrument to the stage and made it present. And then I think my generation has made all we could to create a substantial repertoire, you know, something that can compete with a great violin concerto or a cello concerto. You need to have a certain positive energy because it is a very physical instrument, but it's not a sport. And you know, and if it's too aggressive, of course, it's completely without any interest whatsoever.
What is the maxim that a student of yours is going to remember when they've left you after a number of years?
Oh, I would hope very much that they would all have a different one. What I do is that I take what my teachers gave to me, and, you know, my teacher in Paris, Pierre Thibault, he said, 2 lifetimes is not enough. And that's a good maxim. And he said, on the violin, they have 5,000 ways for one note. On the trumpet, we have 2. We get it or we miss it. And he said, if you can have 10 different ways of playing the same note, then you have a language.
Håkan Hardenberger's Trumpet on Tour with the RTE NSO kicks off this evening in Limerick in the UCH. On Thursday, it's in WIT Chapel in Waterford, and it'll be in Dublin on Friday at the NCH, which concert will also be broadcast live on RTE Lyric FM at 8 p.m. on Friday night. NCH.ie for more.